The question is, are you aware of water shortage?
Water storage?
Shortage.
Shortage, of course. Yeah. You want me or doesn't matter she has?
Doesn't matter.
So
no,
it's in a
menu. No, it's only he's the boss for the whole building.
Okay, can you give me 5 minutes?
Yes.
When I get to you.
Alright.
So I just finish this video
something. Okay. Are you aware of water shortage?
Yes.
Do you have any routine that helps conserve water?
Yes, I have plants which use our kitchen water.
Mm-hmm. What should the city do about conserving water?
I would say we should be conscious, you know, how much water we are using every day individually.
Okay, yes. Thank you. Have a good day. My questions are you aware of water shortage?
Shortage in Oregon?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what I suppose say? I say, yes, I know the shortage problem, or I have to explain about that.
So,
okay.
Are you aware of the water shortage?
Yes.
Do you have any routine that helps conserve water?
No.
What should the city do about it?
What should I do about it?
What should the city do about conserving water?
I don't know what it is doing exactly to save water.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that there is less water for the matrimonial. That's all that I heard.
Okay, so thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So what's your name?
My name is Kindin.
I'm Sylvia.
And we're here with the Oroville Radio. Are you aware of the water shortage?
Yes, very much.
Do you have any routine that helps conserve water?
Sure. I live in a community that we're having a wastewater system, and we water our plants once a week, each house.
What should the city do about conserving water?
Well, we need to do more rainwater catchments, have gardens that they are low maintenance, and well, the little things that you do, you know, to switch off the water when you brush your teeth, have bucket showers, all these kind of little things.
Okay, that's all we want to ask you. Thank
you. Okay.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye, you too.
Are you aware of the water shortage?
Yes.
And do you have any routine that helps conserve water where you're in your house or outside?
Yes.
What do you do?
We don't, you know, like, I mean, there's many things we do, like, example, what do I say? We don't let the tap open and we don't clean very often, even the house with water. We don't even wash our cloth very often because we use our cloth 2 days or 3 days, so saving the water.
All right, last question is, what should the city do about conserving water?
What city do?
Oroville. What should Oroville do about conserving water?
It's awareness to the people.
To the city, yeah.
Yeah, to all the people, awareness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Yeah, everyone to be save the water. It's
Everyone should help.
Yeah, everyone should participate in this.
How would you convince someone to conserve water? What would you say?
A simple thing to say. If you do these things, the things you do for your children in the future, they have the water to live.
Thank you. Are you aware of the water shortage?
Yes.
What's your routine that you do to conserve water?
I have been brought up in the desert where we had 5 liters of water per person per day. So I'm very aware of conserving water. And I do bucket bath.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great.
Yes.
How would you convince someone to conserve water?
It's not easy to convince people to conserve something when they don't understand the limitations of the resources, because in Oroville,
mm-hmm.
we have access to bore wells, access to electricity, access to piped water, and in spite of having gone through the crisis post-cyclone in 2012, where we didn't have water in the community and we had to supply water with tankers,
mm-hmm.
people went right back to using as normal the minute they got piped water. So humanity tends not to look at conservation till it's disaster. That's how humanity is built for some reason.
What do you think the city should do about conserving water?
First thing is that we have to design our settlements in such a way that people don't have to use too much water.
Mm-hmm.
That means your bathrooms are designed properly, that you don't have to have, washing so much,
mm-hmm.
not to have multiple washing machines all over the place,
mm-hmm.
have a laundry where there's somebody in charge with water-efficient laundries. We should make it compulsory that all sewage is recycled,
mm-hmm.
and only recycled sewage is used for gardens.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not the least is that make it compulsory that water-saving devices are used in all new constructions.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's all we want to ask you. Have a good day. Are you aware of the water shortage?
Yes, of course.
Do you have any routine that helps conserve water?
Any advices, you mean?
Any routine, like that you do to conserve water?
Yeah, I do. In our community, we are in the Green Belt, in the forest, and we are watering almost every day. But we reduced a lot.
Mm-hmm. What should the city do about conserving water?
A lot of brainstorming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a big challenge to for a city to harvest the water correctly. All the watershed management, it's very complex, and all the group must participate.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Are you aware of the water shortage? And do you? Okay, you do this.
Do you have any routine that that helps conserve water?
I mean, I'm personally aware of the issue, and I try to be as conservative with my water usage as I can,
mm-hmm.
and even communicate as much as I can to try, share with other people
mm-hmm.
that what is it that we're going through, and just sharing the awareness as much as I can do.
Well, the last question is, what should the city do about the conserving water and all that?
So there's been a lot of word of mouth and things in the... For example, there's this weekly news and notes
mm-hmm.
that just tries to keep the citizens aware that we're going through this drought, so just be more...
Mm-hmm.
Be more mindful with your water usage and, for example, do not have to water all the plants, and because it's really hard for the plants to survive with the heat, so...
Yeah.
We had to let a lot of them die, but turns out that a lot of people still do, and it's sad.
Yeah. Thank
okay.
you. Have
Thank
a good
you.
Day.
Sure.
Are you aware of the drought?
Yeah.
The drought. No? Do you have any routine that helps conserve water?
So I know we have a problem in Oroville, we have shortage of water.
Mm-hmm.
Not only Oroville, all India, I think. So you have to see how to save the water in the future.
All right, what should the city do about conserving water?
Oh, sorry.
What should the city do about conserving water?
Oh, the cities. Oh, the answer? I don't know really.
It's okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
So what do you want my help? Actually, for I'm a plumber. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm working in Madhumati for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm working in the first floor apartment for plumbing work and landscaping, sprinkler work.
And that's water. What you do to help conserve water?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you want anything, you ask
that. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day. Are you aware of the drought?
Drought?
The drought.
Drought. Yeah.
What's your routine that helps conserve water? What do you do to help conserve water?
I try to save the water, like especially like washing the dishes, or like after washing the dishes, I can give the water to the plants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like small stuff.
Yeah. What should the city do about conserving water?
I don't know, each person like follow the small routine for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe it works for like saving the water for our community. Like each person aware about the like water problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Are you aware of the water shortage?
Sure.
Do you have any routine that helps conserve water?
Yes, when I do the dishes, I be very well, and also the shower.
What should the city do about conserving water?
What is that?
What should the city do about conserving water?
I don't understand. What is that?
What should the city do about conserving water?
I still don't understand that word. What is yours?
What should the city do about conserving water?
The city?
Water? Yes.
I think recycling the water, no?
Mm-hmm.
The waste water to use it correctly for the gardens.
Mm-hmm.
More first thing, and then awareness of everybody.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Excuse me, can we? Oh, you're from.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
That was very mean.
Yeah.
She's seen us saying excuse me to her, and she just keeps riding on him. All the radio, and we want to know if we can ask you a couple of questions about conserving water. Is that okay? Are you aware of the water shortage?
The water shortage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware of the fact that it hasn't rained as much as it does in normal years.
Do you have any routine that helps conserve water?
Do I have any routine that helps conserve water? No, not really.
What should the city do about conserving water?
Plant more indigenous species,
mm-hmm.
so that the gardens require less watering.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so
you just finished.
That's the end, and I hope you enjoyed, and goodbye. It's Kendon and Soggy, by the way. That's it, right? Soggy?
Yeah, Soggy, yeah.
It's Kendon and Soggy, by the way.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys later.